which only came out in a paperback edition. Coming out in a time when the market for mass-market paperbacks has generally been terrible, we expected the book would sell perhaps 10,000 copies. Instead, it sold over three times that many, with an excellent 77% sell-through. Sell-through is a term in the publishing industry that refers to the number of books actually sold, of the total number shipped. The average for the industry is about 50%. To put it another way, most books sell only half the copies shipped. The first volume of the Gazette sold better than three copies out of four. Once he saw those results, Jim decided to issue the second volume in hardcover first, with a later mass-market reissue. Hardcover editions have a much better profit margin for publishers than paperback editions, and they bring a lot more in the way of royalties to authors. But of course, they're also chancier, since they're more expensive to produce, and it's always possible that customers will shy away from the price tag. "Let's see what happens," he said. What happened with that volume, which came out in March of this year, is still uncertain. Not enough time has elapsed for net sales and sell-through to be solidly established. However, the shipping order was very good, about 15,000 copies. That's probably twice the average shipping order for novels, and three times the average shipping order for anthologies. That was good enough for Jim to decide to produce the third volume in the series in hardcover also. That's the volume you're listening to right now. At the beginning of June, I called Jim on the phone and asked him if he'd be willing to commit to a fourth volume of the Gazette in paper edition. He was, and we made the deal right then and there. That volume hasn't been scheduled for publication yet, but it'll appear sometime either late this year or early in 2008. Grantville Gazette 4 was the last book I ever sold to Jim, or ever would. On June 12th, he suffered a massive stroke from which he never recovered consciousness. He died on June 28th. All things considered, I'm glad the last book I ever sold my friend and publisher Jim Bain was one of these. Eric Flint, July 29, 2006. Fiction. Postage due. Eric Flint.
"You've got to be kidding."
Anne Jefferson looked around the table in the big dining room of the USE's embassy in Amsterdam at each of the other people sitting there. Immediately to her left sat Rebecca Abravanel, the ambassador of the United States of Europe to the United Provinces. Sitting next to her at the end of the table was her husband, Mike Stearns. Mike was the prime minister of the USE and had arrived in besieged Amsterdam only 2 days earlier in a daring airlift that still had the entire city talking, as it did the Spanish army camped in the siege lines beyond. He and Rebecca were holding hands, clasped on the table. To Mike's left sat Jeff Higgins, and right next to him, directly across the table from Anne, sat Jeff's wife, Gretchen Richter. Finally, at the other end of the table, facing Mike Stearns and just to Anne's right, sat Adam Olearius. As of the day before, Anne Jefferson's new fiancé. He'd finally proposed, and she'd taken all of 2 seconds to accept.
"This is a joke, right?"
That was more in the way of a firm statement than a question. Silence.
"This is a joke, right?"
she repeated. Her voice rose with the last word, a firm statement transmuting into a real question.
"A joke. It's got to be."
Desperation was creeping into her voice. Anne now glared at Mike Stearns, her glare almost instantly being transferred to the hand clasp.
"Stop holding hands with your wife," she snapped. "It's disgusting."
Mike's eyebrows went up a little. Rebecca's went up quite a bit more. Anne's jaws tightened.
"Fine," she said through gritted teeth. "It's not disgusting. It's aggravating. But that expression on Mike's face is disgusting. We all know you're getting laid since you flew into Amsterdam in that reckless flying stunt of yours, Mike. You don't have to be so infuriatingly smug about it."
Rebecca's eyebrows came back down, and a very serene expression came to her face.
"You," snarled Anne. "That expression is even worse."
Rebecca smiled, very serenely, and replied,
"I will point out that I have also sat for a portrait.